Last month, Delta's Isaiah Carlson made the podium twice at the BC Special Olympics Summer Games in Prince George, a gold in shot put and a silver in long jump. He didn't mince words talking about what that meant to him.
It felt like my dream came true, and just like it's like what I always dreamed that would happen to me, that I never thought would happen to me, actually came true, and it was unbelievable. Like, it was just insane.
There's a reason it meant so much to the young athlete. Isaiah says he's been dealing with seizures on and off his whole life. A year ago, one befell him at the worst time, while he was swimming in the deep end of the pool. In the aftermath of all that, Isaiah spent 3 days in a coma at Surrey Memorial. His family says the lifeguards on hand that day ultimately saved his life. Recovery from something like that is its own challenge, though. He needed surgery back in December to remove a brain tumor.
It was the definition of hell. I couldn't do much for almost 3 months. I couldn't even run. My lungs would collapse if I ran too fast. It was the worst thing that I thought that could happen, but it came to to life, and it actually happened to me. Like, the one thing that I never thought would happen to me happened. It made me realize just like how much I had, you know, and then I could have lost it all.
He also found a way to navigate through some pretty dark times.
That pain that I felt, somehow I just had the will to keep on going on, and what I thought would stop me forever is what actually just like drove me more into it, wanting to keep on going even though I completely died and stuff. It was just took a long time for the post-traumatic stress to go away.
Isaiah still undergoes MRIs every few months. Carlson talked about leaning on his family, people at his church, to stay positive. It certainly helped. He was able to qualify for last month's games in Northern BC last summer, not long after the incident.
All the comfort that they gave me and all, like, just like the, just trying to urge me to keep on going. Like, if it wasn't for them, I think I might have stopped, honestly. They're calling me the miracle guy.
Says track and field is his thing, and he's going to keep pursuing it. And he knows now if he can get through this, he can get through anything. You can check out SpecialOlympics.ca. For the 1130 News Radio Athlete of the Week, I'm Marcus Fitzgerald.